The debate makes the case for a new commitment for peace in a world of risks. Speaking to the press before the start of the meeting, UN General Assembly President Mernes Likatov explained why there's a need for more collective action.
The United Nations was founded in a world where conflicts were playing out between nations. Many of the conflicts we're facing right now are conflicts inside nations, but also cross-border fights against non-state actors, the whole question of terrorism. And we have an increased number of ongoing conflicts with great sacrifices and millions of people displaced.
Indonesia's former president, Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, is among the more than 20 ministers and high-level representatives participating in the debate. He spoke of the need to bring an end to the conflict in Syria and for collective action by the five permanent members of the UN Security Council, China, France, Russia, the United Kingdom and the United States, known as the P5.
The best way forward is for the P5 to forge a common position on the issue of international peace and security. I know this is a tall order. We know very well that there are varying and divergent interests among the P5. Yet, due to the evolving situation, especially the imperative to end unimaginable human suffering and the loss of lives, a convergence of interests on Syria is always a possibility.
Nobel Peace Laureate Lema Bowie pointed out that women and children are the ones who suffer most from wars. She said conflicts rage on because world leaders want to fight fire with fire.
There is nowhere in this world where fire has erupted in a building and they bring fire to put out the fire. The increased militarism has brought us to where we find ourselves today. Billions have been spent on war and tiny amounts of money on dialogue. I think it's time for us to reverse the order of how we are seeking world peace and global peace.
The meeting runs through Wednesday. Among the sessions planned is an informal panel discussion on expectations and realities for the next UN Secretary General, who will take up that appointment in January. Deanne Penn, United Nations.